Thank you. Amen. Praise the Lord. That was beautiful. I remember when you guys sang that. We were all sitting around listening to you. Or you girls. If you can please bow your hearts and kneel if you can. We're going to go into prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this Sabbath day. This is the day of every month that we take time to declare unto all that will listen, all that have ears to hear and eyes to see, that you have blessed us in these last 30 days. This is our testimony Sabbath. And we thank you for everything in advance of what's going to be shared this Sabbath day. Thank you for letting us see your hand move over the last few decades, over the last few days. It's amazing to see how much you love your children that are obedient unto you. And in these last days, when we need to have that hedge of angels close by, it's nice to see the way your word opens up to us and blesses our heart with peace. Thank you for blessing us with your presence as we gather here now to proclaim unto all that Christ is risen and Christ will come again. And we thank you for blessing us with forgiveness and cleansing us from all unrighteousness, so that when that latter rain falls, we will be ready. And we offer this prayer in the name of your Son, and all these praises in the name of your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. I would first like to praise the Lord. Oh, and thanks again, Brother Joe, for recording this. Because even though we're not doing a stream, I still can do the on and off, on and off, on and off thing with this SoundForge software without it messing up on me. And I have a tendency to forget to turn the mic on or turn the mic off, you know. And so, but I want to praise the Lord for YouTube, banning us this week. Because it has blessed us with, more people realizing out there that there's a reason they're attacking people like us. And it opens their eyes. And they want to be part of this church family. They want to be one with Christ. Not so much part of this church family, but to be one with Christ. And so first off, I want to praise the Lord that we have more people on the radio than we do in this room. I just did the math. And well, just to give you an idea, we're the audio, WTPR is pushing or yanking at about 976.56 kilobits, whereas the room is peaking out at 683, because I have two different servers, as you all know, because of, when we got hacked a few months ago, I separated all the servers. And so I watched the bandwidth up and down on every server. I have some software here that does that for me. And so I want to praise the Lord that everybody is joining us on this Testimony Sabbath. I also want to praise the Lord for the treadmill. one of my sons moved out of state. I'm not going to say where. And he couldn't take his treadmill with him. And it was a few years old, but it was one of those big ones, It's kind of like the one we had years ago, and ours died on us, but it wasn't the motor that died on it. It was the green board. And when they came out to repair it, the guy wanted to charge us $50 shy of what we paid for it brand new. And I said, forget that noise. I may as well just buy a new one, right? And so we did, but we ended up getting an elliptical because it's still running. They don't break down, it seems. And although it did mess up when we first bought it, it was making a banging noise. And so they actually came out and replaced all its inner parts. So we got a warranty thing fixed on it right off the bat. And so this thing has been, it works great. Praise the Lord. The elliptical. But you need a treadmill. Especially in winter, because my wife and I like to go for walks, right? Sometimes together, sometimes apart. Especially if it's around the midday prayer. I'm out there on my own. I just go out there and go for a nice long walk, talk to the Lord. Because you need that banging on the hips and that banging on the kneecaps and the banging on the ankles, just regular walking. And An elliptical just doesn't do that. It's too smooth. Although it's good for the pushing and the pulling on the arms. And if you crank the treadmill up, or the elliptical up as high as it'll go, it's like climbing a mountain. Literally. I mean, it's really, you get to really push with your legs and everything. But there's no banging. It's just fluid movements. And it's it just doesn't do it for me, you know, because I would still get pain in my hips because I got my mom's hips, you know, because she had had to have them both replaced, but I haven't, and I'm not going to either because I do exercise. But the thing is, you know, bless her heart, they didn't know. You know, my mom and dad just didn't know the health message and stuff. They were Catholic. But anyway, the treadmill, we got it, and a week or two later, it started slipping, the belt and all this other thing. Oh, great. You know, I because I need it for winter because you can't really go for nice long walks in winter unless there's no wind. I love the cold, but only if there's no wind. Because going out there when it's bitter cold with no wind, oh, it's amazing. You can stay out there all day long. And so the motor literally went out. But it turned out the motor was under lifetime warranty, $300 motor. And after some back and forth, because my son lost the receipt, they shipped us the motor, and I was able to install it. And I got to tell you, it's been a blessing because I get up in the morning before I do my Bible study. Y'all know I won't eat or nothing like that. Like today, I don't eat before I do church and all that, so that I could focus better and I'm not all foggy brained. And so in the mornings, I won't eat. And now, or I'll go for a walk, but now I'll do a mile on a treadmill, and then I'll do my Bible studies, and then I'll eat, all right? And the reason I want to do the walking first is because, not only does it clear the mind and stuff like that, it gorges the brain with blood, and then when I sit down and I pray and I ask the Lord, please help me focus, it's a lot easier. And I've noticed too. Plus, with the colloidal gold, I want to praise His name for that too. We finally got some colloidal gold in the house, and I'm doing a teaspoon in the morning, teaspoon in the evening, and my short-term memory, it's back 100%. It seems, well, 80, let's say. I don't know, but it's really, really good. And it took a week or two for that to happen, but it's working. And so, and plus, I make my own colloidal silver. I just don't think it's cost effective to make, unless of course you got some gold wire laying around, then yeah, make your own colloidal gold. And so I wanted to praise His name for that too. I also want to praise the Lord that the blog has been blessed with I've got a new structure, a new foundation in it to where it gets out to many, many, many more people than ever before. And so I want to praise His name for that too, because the truth goes out even further that way. And especially yesterday when I put up that blog entry just out of the blue in regards to YouTube slamming us and then taking my video off and then saying I can't upload and I can't stream for a whole week and I can't send out community posts to people, like community comments. Because I was going to just say, hey, everybody, just come on over to WTPR or come on over to the chat room and we'll all just do church that way. No stream this week. Couldn't even do that. And so I put up a blog entry, and I made a statement in one of the videos, the most recent video, as well as another one, but it seems the most recent video is the one that's got all the response. And so everybody came into WTPR, and it's like, hey, everybody, praise the Lord, you're there. And so but the blog has been going per hour what it used to do per day. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that, too, because we need to get the truth out there. And I keep praying, we still need more ways to get it out there. We need to get the books out there too. Please keep Echoes from the Past in your prayers. Keep Mary Beth in your prayers. I'm praising the Lord that we're able to help her, but until she literally gets an employee or something over there, or somehow dumps the books in our laps or something to let us distribute them, she's having a real rough go because of her eyes. She can't see. Literally. It's just, I'm not going to go into her medical thing, but please keep her in your prayers. I also want to praise the Lord for the Little Steps to Christ booklet that a sister in the faith won the bid on. She was on eBay. She gets into that stuff on eBay, I guess. And let me show you. I can't show it to you, but I'm going to grab it here. The cover's literally off of it. It's a hardcover book. It's the 1892 version of Steps to Christ, and it's really nice to have a book that, you know, they had over 100 years ago in their hands. And this book has been a blessing, especially for those of you that have sinned recently or anything that are having a hard time with guilt and stuff in regards to your sin. Read pages 70 and 71 of Steps to Christ. That'll turn you around. That'll turn you around. And let's see, I got a few. And I also want to praise the Lord that my son Luke is doing videos for me again. And yeah, he's the one that did the last one with all that special effects stuff. I don't know how he does it, but he's gifted there. So I wanted to praise the Lord for that too. He's back doing the videos for us. The big ones, the long ones. I do the short ones. You know, that's all the patience and time that I have. I'll do the 4, 5, 6, 7 minute videos. He does the 30 minute sermons. And so it comes out, it works out really, really good. And so, let's see what else. I have, I want to praise the Lord for the book Divine Predictions coming to the house finally. We first got that. Oh, and by the way, this old 1892 Steps to Christ that I have is a first edition. Yeah, that's another thing too. And she won it in a bid. I don't remember what she paid for it, but she mailed it right to my house. And let's see. And I also want to praise the Lord that we have our own. And now do you see why we have our website servers, WTPR servers, blog servers, you know, all our servers for the websites and the video server too, even though it's just an archive setup, it's really generic, but, you know, hey, it works. But this is why we have them in my house, our house here. Years ago when we used to co-locate or even just rent hard drive space on servers, the complaints and the hassles and constant calls from lawyers and, you know, threatening to sue me and all this, you know, because of the truth we put out. And so we prayed, and the Lord said, put everything in the house. And we got business bandwidth coming to the home where I can run all my servers from here. And so they shut us down on YouTube, but look, we're still doing church. And so we're going to do it as long as we possibly can here. But this is where it's going to be more stable. So for those of you listening on WTPR, and those of you that popped in here in the room that have never, like Sister, you got Daniela. Well, Tim's always up there. And Ngozi, I think it's Ngozi. It could be from, let me click here. I don't think it's going to show me. That could be from Kenya or something like that. I'd have to look that one up. But welcome. And then we have a bunch of people that have registered recently that are coming into the room. But everybody on the radio, yeah. This is going to be the more stable option because YouTube says within 90 days, if I get a strike, two more strikes, they're going to delete all my videos, all of them, 100%, and ban me. And I expect eventually they're going to do that. I don't know if they'll do it this time because they already got one fraudulent strike on me. And so, because the video that I posted that they deleted, there's dozens and dozens and dozens of that exact same video that I used on YouTube that are still running. And so they got caught. So, but Caleb, I notice you keep falling out. If it happens again, just unplug your router, count to 10 or 20. I don't know what kind of router you have. The safest bet is to just count to 20. Don't bet, you know, I'm just saying. And then plug it back in. That should clean up the signal if you're using a like a DSL setup or something. But anyway, okay, but again, please keep it in prayer. We still need software in regards to run to build a proper video, like a where we can upload and it looks like a YouTube kind of a video server. I'll crank out the bandwidth. They're just down the road here. I can go from 10 meg up and down to 100 meg up and down if I want. And so it ain't going to be cheap, but hey, the Lord will provide. And so I got a few more. Oh, yeah. Thanks, Fran, for reminding me. My son lost. Now, this is a, you know, and then, okay, Fran's got her hand up. Okay, she's next. My son lost the receipt for the treadmill. It's 5 years old, right? And they needed a receipt. You know, even though I gave them the serial number and all this other stuff, and I did a video of the motor as it was running, and he goes, yeah, you're right. It sounds like your motor's going. And I says, all right, yeah. And I still used it, but every now and then you have to hold on. You couldn't just let your arm swing. You had to hold on because every now and then it would slip or stop for a split second. And, you know, you're going to fall down. And so I'm always holding onto the arms when I would do my walk. And my son, Nicholas, now, even if you turn your phone off, this will still happen on your phones. There's a video. I put it on my site years ago about this, a link to it. I didn't make the video. Google tracks every single solitary one of us with our cell phones. I mean, if you got Android, because Android is an operating system built by Google, right? They own it. And so they track all of us. Well, what my son did is he went back into the history of his cell phone, and he found the exact date, because that's what they were asking me for. We got the cellular number, and I need the exact date you were in the store to buy it. And I sent them a picture of the YouTube tracker where it showed my son go from his house to Indiana and into the Dick's Sporting Goods to purchase the treadmill. That was good enough. They sent me the motor for free, and I want to praise the Lord for that too, because otherwise it had cost us $275 and then shipping and then taxes. It had been a little over $300, like maybe $305. And so I want to praise the Lord for that too. So thanks for reminding me of that, Fran. I forgot all about that, how they didn't need a receipt. All they saw that, oh, yeah, he did drive. They took the Google Earth thing. So praise the Lord for that. All right, let me drop the mic, and then Sister Fran's got some that she wants to share.
Sabbath blessings again, brothers and sisters. I have a couple praises here. And one, the first praise is from Sister Katie. And Sister Katie says, Sabbath blessings, everyone. I would like to praise the Lord for the opportunity to help someone reunite and grow with the Lord. It has been a true blessing and a rewarding experience. By studying with them, I have found myself becoming eager to dig into His Word and wanting to know our Lord that much more. Luke 6, verse 38, John 5, verse 39, and Galatians chapter 6, verses 6 through 9, just to name a few. Also, Sister White says this, those who, so far as it is possible, engage in the work of doing good to others by giving practical demonstration of their interest in them are not only receiving the ills of human life in helping this or in helping them bear their burdens, but are at the same time contributing largely to their own health of soul and body. Doing good is a work that benefits both giver and receiver. If you forget self and your interests for others, you gain a victory over your infirmities. The satisfaction you will receive or you will realize in doing good will aid you greatly in the recovery of a healthy tone of the imagination. The pleasure of doing good animates the mind and vibrates through the whole body. I hope and pray, this is Katie now, I hope and pray that these studies will continue to help us both in our walk with the Lord and be ready for His soon second coming. You know, sister, that's how I learned a lot in the Bible too, by helping others with their studies, because I had to go search everything to make sure, you know, because I didn't want to be wrong about anything, of course, so I had to go and search it. Praise the Lord. And Sister Katie continues and says, I would like also to praise the Lord for quick answered prayers. It's so amazing how much He truly loves us and cares about our every need. It has been said before by a brother or sister here that when you need a little, you get a little. And when you need a lot, you get a lot. That's exactly what happened. Not only once, but a few times in the last month. I don't know what else I could say about this. I'm just in complete awe and very grateful. He is truly a loving and merciful God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I have a praise here. Of course, I want to praise the Lord for my salvation and the joy that goes with it, that just keeps us going through this life we have and our trials, too. I praise Him for my trials, all this learning that I'm learning from it. And I know God, you know, when a trial comes along, I know God says, okay, this is what you need to know. And, you know, praise the Lord, you get them and learn from them. And I also want to praise the Lord for my relationship with Him. You know, sometimes we take it for granted that He's always there for us no matter what. We take that relationship for granted. You know, it's like we don't acknowledge that part. Well, I know some, you know, I didn't before. And I've been acknowledging our relationship more and more. And I know that it's God who nudges me to do that. So I just praise his name for that also. And praise the Lord. And I'll hand the mic over to whoever is next.
Okay, looks like I'm next again. You know, if anybody wants to share, please do so. Sorry, it took me a minute to get in here because I started, you know, choking on something here. But all right, I got one here from Brother Sean. Say blessings to you too. This is, I want to praise the Lord for, number one, my salvation, and number two, for him bettering of my walk after communion. I have noticed a definite change on the positive side with my mind, heart, and character. Amen. Yeah, that's when we, you know, that's one of the reasons we also prepare for the, you know, communion, you know, like the Lord's Supper, a week to 2 weeks in advance, kind of like a little mini atonement thing. So, you know, mini day of atonement. And then Brother Gorin says, hi, Pastor Nick. Some praises. I praise the Lord for keeping us safe, for his forgiveness, for my working computer, and for my job. Also, long story short, our heating system broke down, and some major replacements had to be done. And works are still in progress. Praise the Lord for how it all went, how it's going, and praise the Lord for the financial means to pay for it all. Also, I praise the Lord for my new exercise bike. You just reminded me of this praise with your treadmill. Amen. Praise the Lord. Yeah, we need that. You know, because I was always thinking, you know, had my parents known about the benefits of exercise and eating right and stuff like that, they'd still be with us. You know, they'd be in their 90s, but they'd still be here. I have no doubt in that, because my dad had quit smoking in his 50s. I mean, the damage was still done. He still had to have the open heart, but, you know. All right, let me check my... Well, you know, let me just... Caleb just put one in the room. I may as well read it. So don't anybody put anything in the text chat right now. Otherwise, it jerks it up real quick. He says, praise the Lord that the Holy Spirit moved my boss to have us stop working and head back home. Keep in mind this has happened before the Sabbath. Oh, amen. We had some Jehovah Witnesses approach us with some scripture, and I saw this as a perfect opportunity to share the truth to them in regards to the Roman Catholic Church and not giving lip service to God. One of the people who works with me was there as well. So praise the Lord that he got to hear the Bible facts. Please keep them in prayer. Praise the Lord, everyone. Happy Sabbath. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen. All right, Brother, see, looks like Darren has got his hand up, and so let me drop the mic.
Okay, everyone hear me? Excellent. But happy Sabbath, everyone. It's been a long time. I know I've been on the YouTube love watching the streams for the past couple of months. I had to, most times that during Sabbath I have to go to the library because usually there's arguing in the house. So praise the Lord that my grandparents are settled down today and there's no arguing. I'm able to give this praise. Because amazing how the Lord shows us a lot of things. This week especially. Where it's funny how Brother Nicholas was banned off of YouTube for his praising it for telling the truth to everyone, but then everyone and all Brother Nicholas is doing is he's just telling people how good the Lord is and how if you're obedient, how well you know your life will become and how blessed your life will be just by having Jesus in your life, and just basically doing what God asks of you, which is to keep his law. But it's funny how they ban Brother Nicholas from doing that, but then they give praises for the good things that Kobe Bryant has done over the past couple of weeks, and all I've been seeing all up and down YouTube is Kobe Bryant's death, how good Kobe Bryant is. Now, I understand that he was a great basketball player and things like that, but by hearing the things that were just mentioned, John chapter 12, verse 43 came to mind where it says, for they love the praise of men more than the praise of God. That was the first thing that came to my mind. But going on to my praises, I met a friend, a coworker of mine who became a very good friend, and he's very knowledgeable in the Lord. When I first met him, well, he was still learning some things. He was more knowledgeable than I thought, than most people that I speak to, regarding the Bible and things of that nature. But he told me that his family was homeschooling his kids, and he was realizing that how sometimes his kids, they were misbehaving and things like that, and they were not able to keep their focus. They were not able to focus on the lessons because he has 9 kids, 4 of his own and 5 that he picked up on his own, because his sister passed away, so he inherited her kids. So they wouldn't get split up amongst the family. Just want to keep everybody together. But I explained to him, I said, hey, you know, aren't you guys, I know you guys are Baptist, but have you tried, you know, starting every morning with having Bible studies for your kids? And he said to me, what would that, he said, that's not going to do anything. I don't think that will do anything. We pray every night. I said, well, try this. I gave him some of the Bible studies that Brother Nicholas have on his site, and also I came up with a few of them that I have for myself. And I just said, hey, try these. And then I gave him a book. It was the old Seventh-day Adventist book that came out, I think, in the early 1900s. It's called Bible Readings for the Home Circle. And I gave him that book, and I told him, try using the Bible studies in that. I never normally don't guarantee things, but I said, I guarantee you'll see a change in how your kids are behaving. Since they're still transitioning from going to public school to homeschool. And after about 3 months, he implemented it. After 3 months, he says, Darren, I don't know what happened. All of a sudden, they start doing these Bible studies. And we do the Bible studies every morning for like 2 hours. Then they're focusing on their math, their math homework, their English homework, their science. I said, dude, it's all God's work. All you gotta do is show him the Lord, and he'll work everything from there. and so the only thing I'm trying to work with him on, he still reads the New King James Version. I'm still working with him on getting into the King James, but the fact that the kids are studying the Bible every morning. And also, he's learning new things because of the studies. That's very great. And my next praise is, I have a friend of mine who just converted over from being a meat eater to a vegetarian. And he found out that the reason why he was very overweight. And he found out that the reason why he was overweight, because he told me that, he said, yeah, I'm allergic to meats. I said, wait, what? He said, I'm allergic to them. And he says, when I eat meat, I get bloated. I said, how did that come to be? And he said, well, my father and my mother used to be, was vegan and vegetarian. I said, okay, so, I said, so why are you eating meat then? He said, well, you know how we are. We all eat chicken and things like that. I love chicken, so I can't just give it up. So, I took him to a restaurant, which is a vegan restaurant, and they had the chicken tofu there. And I had him try the chicken tofu, which they call it chicken and broccoli, but it was just chicken tofu. And he enjoyed it. And later on, he said, Darren, this is good. I said, yeah, it's excellent. Then we went to the store, I think Wise Market, and we looked at something called Beyond Meat or something like that, where basically it's just vegetables and beans that's compiled together into a like a type of meat substance to look like meat and taste like meat. I got him something that looked like chicken, and he ate it, and he bought a bag and he ate some because he made some type of food out of whatever food he was making out of it, and he enjoyed it. So now he says, well, Darren, this Beyond Meat is actually very, very good. He says, as a matter of fact, he said, after eating it, I'm thinking about going ahead and getting rid of all the beef patties in my house and started really moving over into vegetarian, because maybe this could help me stop eating meats and I could feel less bloated after I eat like chicken and things like that. Well, honestly, I'm not sure how he's gonna make this work, but the fact that he's making attempting to make the transition really shows that he's at least trying to, you know, make his life better. And also, because of this, I'm also helping them with learning a little bit more about the Lord by going through Bible studies and things of that nature. But that's it for my praises. I thank you all for listening, and happy Sabbath to all of you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I got a couple of more here. Well, let me check my email. I might even have more. Let's see here. Oh, I want to praise the Lord that Pastor Paul baptized Brother Zimbi in Uganda. He sent me some pictures. Let me just check these out real quick. Oh, wow, there he is. He's under the water. Praise the Lord. So, Zimbi, I think he might be listening on the radio right now. And what's this? He sent me, a testimony. And it's two pages. So it's he always does this. He does these way, it, you know, they're way too long to read here. But we'll see how the time goes. Let me close that one out. See if there are any. Oh, Sister Teresa sent me two praises in the email here. Let me pop it out so I can read it on this screen. And her first praise says, this is from Sister Teresa, by the way. I might be able to read Zimbi's. I mean, he sent me one before. It was like, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 pages or something like that. It was just way, could not read it. That would take the entire testimony service. But the first praise is, two temporary postings were posted at my work, which included working Sabbath Eve with the time change and the Sabbath. I voiced that I might be interested in posting to some of my co-workers, who in return replied that the union would most likely not accommodate, even though they wanted me to get a posting. I responded by saying, if I decided to apply and it's God's will, I will get the posting. I didn't bother applying for the two postings that were up, not because of lack of faith, but more that I enjoyed being on the casual list and not having that commitment. However, a couple of weeks went by, and the Lord started to poke at me. He wanted me to pursue if I were ever to apply for a posting, would I be denied? I then started to pray about it, which led me to speak to a union rep. The union rep relayed that I could apply for any postings in the nursing home. I don't know what the postings actually mean yet, but maybe special duties or something, I don't know. But I could apply for any postings in the nursing home that I would be qualified for, and that the union would deal with the Sabbath if that became an issue. I thought to myself, that is good to know, and I left it at that. Then the Lord started to poke at me again, which led me to call my work to ask if there happens to be any more postings, and the response was yes. So I decided to apply, and I received the posting and was also accommodated on the Sabbath with no issues. Amen. I'm glad that I listened to the Lord to pursue it, because he was glorified to many. Amen. And he says, praise the Lord. So, amen. That's how he works sometimes, you know. It's just like I was talking about, I think, last night, where when we moved to Indiana, no one would give me a bank account, because we used to live in Illinois, and no one would give us a bank account here in Indiana because of the ministry is not a 501c3. And I told him, I says, well, first of all, there's no law that says I have to have a 501c3 in order to receive donations. And second of all, this is why I don't get a 501c3. And I was able to share with them. So I know what she means about how, you know, because it all of a sudden just gives you an opportunity to share truth with people without even realizing that, you know, that opportunity presents or is present. Anyway, her second praise is my nephew Mitchell has been struggling spiritually for a few years. We have had many conversations about the Lord in the past. I also gave him a Bible and encouraged him to have a relationship with the Lord. Throughout the years, my nephew would approach me with questions here and there, and I told him I was there for him if he ever needed anything. When I pray, I always ask the Lord to use me to glorify him. However, just recently I asked him if there was someone specifically that he needed me to be a voice to. 20 minutes later, my nephew texted me and relayed he was having another spiritual attack. I relayed to my nephew that I was just praying to the Lord before he texted me. That's powerful, by the way. I do the exact same thing, sister, and so that is a very good idea. You're praying, and then 20 minutes later, something like that happens. You tell them you were just in prayer, and the Lord just had you contact, you know. That moves the person on the other end of the line in a major way. Anyway, she goes on to say that we then had a phone conversation, and going forward, we got together to pray, and he broke down in tears, asking Jesus to help him in this spiritual warfare, and he was crying out to the Lord. Man, oh man. Praise the Lord. And she says, I am grateful that the Lord used me as a vessel to reach my nephew. Please keep him in your prayers, because Satan is working overtime on him. I praise the Lord for his mercy. I have many unspoken praises as well, and I praise the Lord. God bless you, brothers and sisters. Sending a heart full of love, Sister Teresa. Amen. And I'm adding that right now to my private prayer list, because since I got the email already. Okay, here it goes. All right. I thought I saw a hand up. Let's see. Oh, yeah. Brother Warren, yes to your question in regards to the colloidal gold. I'll just put it this way. Don't know how it's going to work out, though, so, you know. But you never know. It's all on, you know, how the Lord does it. So, let's see. See if I got any other ones. Okay. And I've got one more here. I didn't get anything else. And my regular emails. No idea yet. No clue. It's working for me, though, with my short-term memory, so. Okay. We got here. All right. Now, this next one here is from Brother Tayona. And I think he's in the room, right? I don't know. Usually is. Yeah, there he is. Yeah, he's here. All right, he's got four praises, and they're all, you know, very short praises. And the first one is, I thank... Oh, Mindy had her hand up and she fell out. Okay, so we'll just wait till she comes back. All right, I thank the Father for providing me with the Spirit of Prophecy and the Great Controversy electronically through your site, as I cannot afford to buy it from V. Bates due to my current financial situation. Yeah, with the shipping alone would be much more than the book. Yeah, so praise the Lord, it's on there. And then also praise the Lord, we're going to have 33 of the Testimonies to the Church books. Brother Mel just sent me a whole USB stick filled with them. So that'll be on the site probably Sunday or Monday. It'll be public Monday, but it'll probably be on the site on Sunday. Anyway, number two, I thank Jesus for saving me from doctrines of devils, seducing spirits whom I hear condemning and twisting the scriptures as I went astray from him by departing from the daily Bible studies. Yeah, that's where the devil likes to play around. That's his playground. Number three, I thank the Holy Ghost for comforting, loving, supporting, and being ever understanding towards me. And number four, I thank the Godhead for all. Are you all in giving the strength to labor alone here by passing out tracts, etc.? which can be nerve-wracking at times, but praise the Lord, for he strengthens me in that respect. I hope and pray that your Sabbath were amazing and a fruitful week ahead of us. God bless, Brother Tayona. So, amen, bro. Amen on that. Let's see, is Sister Mindy back? Anybody else got their hand up? I got one more praise to go, and then I'm thinking I might read Zimbi's, but it's long. It's very long. And that's why I didn't read the one you sent before, because it was much, much longer than this one. But this one's long in itself. It'll probably take all of 10 minutes to read it, 8 to 10 minutes. And we usually do, you know, the testimony is like 2 to 3 minutes, maybe 5 at the most. So anyway, Sister Kara says, hello, Brother Nick. I want to thank you. And by the way, we don't really have a time limit on the testimonies. It's just that we keep it short by not adding things to it so as to make it easier for everybody else to share, if you know what I mean. So anyway, Sister Kara says, hello, Brother Nick. I want to thank you and the church family for all praying for me and my family. She's on. I don't know if she's in the room. She usually doesn't come in the room. I don't know. She might be on the radio. Praise the Lord. The people on the radio, they're still there. See, there's a first. We usually don't have that many people in here for testimony. But she says, I want to thank the Lord and you to the church family for all praying for me and my family. I see the Lord's hand move more than I ever have in my life, and I want to give him all the praise and glory and pray that he continues blessing all his children in this world to come to his truth and to strengthen us through this trying time. I send my love and my hugs. In Christ I will remain, Sister Kara. So amen, sister. Oops. All right, let me get that out of there. So, okay, that's it for me. Let me check my email real quick. Nope, but I do have this one from Brother Zimbe that he wrote this on the 30th, which was on Thursday. I don't know. It's like, looks like it's a good size font. Let me see. I'll hit enable editing. Oh, the font's 13.5. So yeah, I'll probably get through this in 5-6 minutes. So I'm gonna read this. Yeah, this is from Brother Zimbi. I don't know why he's got quotation marks on here. He's not quoting any books. I don't want him doing that. Throw him in there. Okay, I just noticed something at the end. You know, I love you, brethren and cisterns. I don't think he realizes to spell cistern is with a C actually, and it's actually a bucket of water underground. Oh, Brother Alvin just sent me an email. Okay, thanks, brother. Sabbath blessings to you too. All right, good. Let me check that. And. Okay, I just got it. Right. And I noticed Brother Gilbert had put a praise in the room, and I wanted to read that too, but everybody keeps on, I can't read it, but he was saying, I was reading it when someone else was talking, or when Fran was talking, and then it was about, he's in a place where he doesn't have a lot of control over the environment, and there was a bunch of bad music, and you didn't want us having to listen to that, and we appreciate that, brother. So, okay, now this is from Brother Zimbe, and I said this is going to take a while for me to get through it, so. Alright, so this is what he says. As I was seated in the staff room on Wednesday evening, a female teacher entered in with her modes stirred up. I guess she was angry. I was listening to audio scriptures using headsets, but her shouting caught my attention as I heard her speak. It turned out that I was the topic, but she didn't know exactly whom she was talking about because she knew not my second name, and this is what she said. She said, there is a teacher here who is called Jafari, who has turned out to be a pastor, and one of our students has been changed school because of this teacher. Okay, the grammar's a little messed up, but no big deal. He's from, I think, Kenya? Or is it Uganda? I can't remember. Anyway, then the ones around her asked what caused the student to be changed from our school, she replied, the father of the boy couldn't understand his child anymore, as on reaching home, the child who formerly was eating meat no longer wants anything to do with it, and he kept Sabbath as well. My child is different, said the father, and he decided to take the child to a pure Catholic school. Oh, man. Anyway, he goes on, he says, she continued to ask herself who this teacher was. Not until one of the teachers told her that the person you are talking about is seated right in front. Then I decided to come in and know more about what was exactly happening. But this woman who had her voice so high suddenly came down. But I looked at her with a smile, since I didn't want her to feel small and guilty upon all that she said about this teacher who turned to be a pastor, according to her. And because he knows he's not a pastor. And he's just a preacher, all right? Which, people get confused, and it's okay. So, I wanted to defend my brother who had changed schools because of changing for the better. I then asked the female teacher, is the change in the boy's life a bad change or a good change? But she told me that the parent, being a Catholic, cares not whether the change is positive or negative, but all he cared about was that the boy still held the Catholic principles, which, of course, are men's dogma. Later that evening, the headmaster of the school requested me to see me in his office. And, of course, before I went there, I knew exactly what was going to be discussed because me and him, between me and him. So I prayed that God bridles my tongue and that I speak that which will glorify his name. Okay. So I'm sitting down with him, the headmaster, in his office. Now, keep in mind this. You know, like with the broken English, sometimes the grammar's broken too, so that's why I'm tripping a little bit every now and then here. So, all right, so he's sitting down with him in his office. He told me that I had a job which was beyond my pay grade, and I told him, of course, sir, I do it for free, and I need no payment for it. He also talked about me not attending their end-of-the-year staff party of 2019 and why I don't like socializing with others when it comes to such events, which I openly replied in this way. Sir, in such associations where excitement is, temptations to sin is are always at the door, and our Lord cautions us not to be in such places. Oh, man. Praise the Lord. Then he says, then he told me that no one was born righteous. Then he told me to rest a bit, which I don't understand well. Then I asked him what he meant. Then he repeated the same words, rest a bit. In other words, relax. I guess that's what he's saying. Just, you know, just relax. Just not, you know, don't be so pushy with people. Maybe, I don't know. Anyway, he says, I went out of his office thinking that he was telling me to rest from telling him the truth to those that are seeking it. But later in the evening, a couple of students came to me and we had a talk about the abominations done in the various denominations, and I even gave them an A3 size tract made by Pastor Paul. And Pastor Paul is the one that's just in Uganda that just baptized him, Zimbe. That was showing all the paganism in the churches, especially the SDA church. I think we have that. Paul made the SDA tract, which is one of the best tracts I've seen in a long time. In regards to exposing the SDA church, I have it on the POGM track page on the website. And that's from a preacher out in Uganda. Okay. Anyway, he says, I then left school to come back the next Thursday. On reaching school in the morning, I went in for my normal lessons, teaching about nutrition. Okay, when I'm reaching school in the morning, I went for my normal lessons teaching about nutrition. I taught about the health laws but in a way that blended with their syllabus. And as I was attending to my second lesson, I got a call from Pastor Paul that was reminding me of a program we had made of things to be done on Thursday, which was my baptism and another brother's and sister's baptism, I guess. But I had completely forgotten about it, and I was thinking about how to get permission from the headmaster to go to be baptized. Things got kind of hard, as I would, I won't lie to them, but I tell him the truth about what I was going to do. Remember, this is the same man that showed me the previous day how selfish I am and knew that it was not to be easy, but it had to be done. Okay, I don't remember that, but so okay, let me scroll up a little here. As I was in class with the students, talking with them, but my mind was so far from me. The secretary to the headmaster called me to the headmaster's office. I then thought that this man was going to talk about the same things yesterday and waste my time, yet I had to go and be baptized. On reaching his office, he told me that, "I thought I told you to rest a bit." That is when I discovered that he had suspended me indefinitely. Oh, wow. Which now he can go get baptized, probably. He goes, "My heart was full of joy at the moment because God had answered my prayer on how I was going to leave school." Okay, yeah. But also, on the other hand, I was suspended indefinitely. I traveled safely to Pastor Paul's place and narrated the story that then later that evening I got baptized. Amen. I really want to thank the living God that amidst of a storm, he blessed me with joining his family. As I have looked for a way to get out of school, he had already made a way in the middle of the sea. Yes, I was suspended for preaching the gospel of Christ, which I am not ashamed of because I know whom I have believed. Wow, that is amazing. I mean, just to hear those words from someone in Uganda. To hear those kind of words from someone in the USA, too, that's just really nice. Anyway, he says, "I don't know and don't care what is next for me at this job, as such things we as followers of Christ expect to happen. I know my God cares, and amidst all this, I thank him for the comfort from my brethren and from this new family I was baptized in, the Church of Christ. Please pray for me, dear family, that Christ gives me more strength, to go through this and be a conqueror in the end. Brother Nick, please pray for me and my family. Please pray for me, and finally, I thank God for counting me worthy to face such things for his name's sake." Amen. God bless you, lovely family. I love you so much, brethren and sisters. The "so" has got a bunch of O's on it. And he obviously meant sisters. And yeah, I noticed, yeah, Sister Mindy has her hand up. And so praise the Lord. That was a very, very, very blessed testimony there, like all of them are. And so thank you, Brother Zimbe. I know you're probably listening on the radio. And so let me drop the mic for Sister Mindy.
Can you all hear me, brothers and sisters? Praise the Lord. I'm just praying I don't have issues because my internet went out when I was listening to testimonies, and I've been falling out off and on. The enemy does not want me to share my testimony, so he's not going to stop me. I'm going to keep moving on. I just want to just say that I praise the Lord for, as most of you might know, I've had a rough month so far this month. I lost my younger brother, Jeff. So, a lot of sorrow this month, but a lot of blessings. And so I thank you all for your prayers and keeping me in your thoughts. I just want to praise the Lord that he helped me with the pain, and he blessed me with comfort and peace. And I just praise him for that because, obviously I was going through a lot of pain. And I thank you all again for your prayers. And I also want to praise the Lord. When my sister was here, she came to stay with me, when our brother passed away. Her and I were going to the store on Sunday, and it was really, really cold out. And we're driving, and it was a real busy street that we were on, and we saw this black dog running in and out of the traffic, and cars were trying not to hit the dog, and my sister and I were like, we need to save this dog, you know, because I was afraid it was going to get hit by a car. So we turned around, and we followed the dog, and we ended up following it to a parking lot Walmart. And I called the Humane Society and let them know that there's this dog, and, you know, it's very cold out, and we just want, you know, somebody to come get it. And So they said, well, you know, we told them where we were, and they said, well, you know, we'll try to send somebody out. We don't know how long it will be. And I said, well, we'll try to stay by the dog and, you know, so that we know where it's at. So I got out of the car, and obviously the dog didn't want to come to me. It was scared. And I didn't have any food to give it or anything. And I've watched, Kylie watches these Hope for Paws shows where they rescue animals. She loves that show. And so I learned a lot from that. But I just got out of the car and I prayed, you know, Lord, let this dog come to me because, you know, we want to help it. And so the dog, you know, slowly came up to me and I put my hand out and it came and sniffed my hand and then it let me pet it, and then I just kind of loved on it for a little bit, and then he let it get him into the car, and it was a pit bull, believe it or not. Very, you could see his bones, and he was just skinny, and my heart just went out for this precious dog, and he just loved us, just loving on it and giving him love. And so I called the Humane Society and let them know that we got the dog in the car. She was very surprised, and she said, well, can you bring it to the Humane Society? And they happened to be not far from my house, so we took it to the Humane Society, and the lady came out, and she scanned him right away to see if he had a microchip, but she didn't find one. But she said that, you know, you take care of the dog, and you know, hopefully we'll find its owners. And so I praise the Lord for that we were able to help a dog that was in need. And I know.
Yeah, I had a feeling she was going to fall out. But praise the Lord, she got her entire, you know, their testimony in about the dog and all that. And all of a sudden, that's when it fell out. So let's see when she comes back in what happens. But, we'll give it a minute. While we're waiting, I'll share with Brother Alvin just emailed me. And he says this. Happy Sabbath, or happy blessed Sabbath day, everyone. I would like to praise the Lord for giving us talents we can use to glorify His holy name. Amen. I was praying the Lord would give me a better way to record our songs and instruments to have a better quality, and He answered it recently by providing me an interface so I can at least have a studio sound quality. I'm still playing around with it and still trying to set up a mini studio, God willing. God willing, I will be able to record the song compositions I have on file and add to our SDR songs. Amen. Please keep this project in your prayer for God's glory. It's actually answered a prayer, brother. Yeah, because I just love the SDR music, and I so want us all to have like a little a DVD of it or a flash drive of it or whatever. Or I'll just put them all on the server, and anybody can download them whenever they want. There's a thought. So please keep this project in your prayer and for God's glory. Please also include my wife, Janiza, in our prayers, for she is not feeling well. But we know our God is the great physician who will heal her. Thank you, and God bless you all. Brother Alvin. So, amen, brother. Amen and amen. So, but yeah, I think that was, thank you for sparking the idea in regards to the new music, because it's obviously going to sound even better, which it's, you know, it already sounds amazing as it is. But it'd be nice to have every single solitary MP3 of the church family singing, and I will build a section on the server. And if you guys want me to make it password protected, I will. It's up to y'all. And make it available to anybody that wants to, you know, just download the music. So, just let me know. So, amen and amen. Anybody else got their hands up here? Let's see. Let's wait on Sister Mindy a little bit, because she might want to, you know, add a little bit more to that, whatever she was talking about. Don't really have to scroll, because I'm pretty sure she's got a cloud. And for those of you that are new or wondering what the clouds are, what the pencils are, the M's are obvious. That's moderators. Those are the ones that moderate the room. As well as the stream. A lot of them that moderate the room also moderate the stream. And the clouds are actual baptized members. I don't know if they're baptized in our church, but they're, you know, some of them are. They're actual Seventh-day Remnant church members. And the pencils are all those that are in, you know, students that are about to be baptized and become members. Or just already baptized. Or what? I don't know. They're just still studying to become members of the church, of the Seventh-day Remnant church. Because now I just noticed Luke should have a cloud, because I baptized him years ago, and he's on the exact same page we are when it comes to all this. So I'm going to put a cloud on him later on today, because he comes in the room every now and then, or he'll sit in the living room, you know. Anyway, let's see, Sister Minnie come in yet? I got to scroll up now because I just scrolled down for some goofy reason. Nope, she didn't. So, and I don't see anybody else's hand going up. And so, if you guys want to play some music, we'll close it out. And if anybody's going to put their hand up for the music. Nope, there you go, Brother Eli. Okay, let me drop the mic.
Let the people praise me.
Amen. Brother Joe, don't stop recording yet. I just got an email from Sister Tori. It's a praise from Sister Lucy. Or Lucy. Yeah, Lucy, yes. That's right. She says it, Lucy. It says, I want to praise the Lord for his hedge of protection on my family. As we were traveling, one of our tires blew. We were able to change the tire despite all the difficulties we had. I also want to praise God for answering my prayer quickly. I was speaking to an associate who lost her grandmother recently. She then told me that she figured out her gift, which is to communicate with the dead. Which was to communicate with the dead. I prayed and asked the Lord to put the words in my mouth. Her next sentence was, "I know you probably don't agree, but what do you believe?" She was extremely open and respectful. I proceeded to tell her that the dead know nothing and about the story of Saul calling for Samuel. After telling her a few biblical facts, she said that's exactly what her grandmother always said. Her grandma was a Jehovah's Witness. Please pray that the Lord will guide her path. Amen. I'm going to stick this in my prayer list right now. Say amen. And Zimbe corrected me. Now, this must be from his neck of the woods, but cistern, like in the U.S., cistern is spelled with a C. It means an underground water closet, I guess. It's similar to the bathroom one. I can't remember the name of them. But we have one, and in this house we have a cistern, but we filled it in because it was all old and falling apart. And although it still held water, I don't know why we should never have filled it in, but it would have been so much more expensive to cover the lid. So we filled it with stone. But the cistern with an S is literally, he found this in English. I guess this looks like it's coming from his neck of the woods. It's a close female friend, family member, or comrade. Oh, thanks, Brother Arnold. Yeah, YouTube has... I know how to make colloidal gold. It's just expensive. That's what I was saying. We're just buying it until, I can't really afford to buy a bunch of gold rods or anything like that. That'd be crazy expensive. But thanks, Zimby, because I guess he's listening on the radio. So let me close this out, and then... Brother Lewis says no matter what he tries, he can't get into the chat room. I don't know why that's happening, because he's usually in here all the time. I don't know. If you're listening on WTPR, I would just do a reboot of your computer. Try it that way. I don't block anybody here in the chat room. I just, we just make it to where you get a smiley face. He's tried reboots. It could be his password. Maybe he forgot his password. Connection to server failed. Well, that's not normal. Server's up and running. We're all in here. That is odd. Maybe we had so many people on the radio. We still got so many people on the radio now. It's got to be around 60 families on the radio. 55 to 60 families on the radio. And we got 55 here in the room. I don't know how many it actually got up to in the room, but we'll figure that out anyway. But if you can kneel, let's finish in prayer. Okay, it's on his end. Okay, well then, if you can't connect to the server, then his internet may have gone down. Yeah, because Alex just jumped out and jumped back in, he said, and everything's good. Whew, that scares me. So, yeah, tell him to check his internet connection. But the radio works, not the chat room. Oh, now I'm really confused. Anyway. If you can kneel, please do so. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for blessing us with your presence as we gathered here on Sabbath, on our testimony Sabbath. And thank you for all the answered prayers and all the amazing things that you have done in just the last 30 days alone. Thank you for keeping our paths well lit with the scripture so that we could find out exactly where you would have us go tomorrow. And thank you for keeping us to a point where we can only see the step in front of us so as to build up trust in us, to realize that no matter where you lead us, we're going to follow. Thank you also for blessing everyone that's on our prayer list, especially those that are lost. And thank you again for blessing us in these last 30 days. And please accept this prayer and all these praises in the name of your precious Son, our Lord, our Savior, and King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.